Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 22, 1921. The Western branch of the Empire Cream Separator Company, Chicago, will move to Elgin September 1st and will occupy the second and third floors of the old National Brewing Company, 159 Brook Street. It was announced by an official of the company at Chicago this morning. The chief reasons for moving, the official stated, are because Elgin is a better place to live and has better trackage and warehouse facilities. The Evening Auxiliary of the First Universalist Church, which in the past year has taken the Elgin Day Nursery under its wings as its local philanthropic work, reported that more than $260 was cleared on the ice cream social given last week at Gifford Park for the benefit of the nursery. And an opinion on the plight of local baseball. Elgin's baseball future is hazy, with orders of the city council already prepared to prevent semi-pro playing in Lord's Park after this season, and no decent diamond ready for use. Next year's prospects are indeed dubious. There are over 2,000 real ball fans in Elgin, and at least 5,000 more who would take more interest in baseball if parks fit to play were provided. There are over 200 players on amateur and semi-pro teams here this year. The legions are composed mostly of local players. Other cities are unable to get enough men from home and are forced to form teams almost entirely out of outsiders. Something must be done to save the national sport in Elgin. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.